show that those members present are Senator Ferguson, Senator Kelly, and Senator Bates. We'll go the bills in numerical order. The first one is Senate Bill 52. This bill was heard in the Finance Committee. It's related to commercial fishing licenses. It clarifies the terminology used for licensing commercial fishermen. It provides for a $15 fee for the crewmen of the vessel.
Madam Chair, I would move the calendar SB 52.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, SB 52 will be calendared. Thank you, Senator Kelly. Senate Bill 79 is the much debated committee substitute for 79, which is toxic and hazardous substances in the workplace. A new position will be required in Anchorage to review and respond to requests about the effects of hazardous chemicals. I don't know originally when the bill came out. I know the industry was just adamantly opposed to it, and it's undergone a lot of changes. And I believe, according to Senator Fahrenkamp, that the industry has signed off on this bill now, but I do not know that for absolutely certain.
Okay.
Are you saying to hold the bill then until we check that out? Senator Ferguson, do you have any objections? Okay, Senate Bill 79 will be held for further information. Senate Bill 174, this is the Alaska Hire Bill.
I move that pass the substitute for Senate Bill 174.
Any objections to calendaring 174? Sponsor substitute, very good. 174 will be calendared. The next one is Senate Bill 177. This is a committee substitute for the Hess Committee relating to insurance trade practices. All right, this did not go through the Finance Committee. Let's see. It is aimed at preventing discrimination by an insurance company between different kinds of health care providers who are, within the scope of their license, able to perform a service covered by the insurance company's policy. It would cover such providers as physicians, dentists, osteopaths, optometrists, chiropractors, and nurse midwives. Let the record show that Senator Bennett has come to the meeting.
It's essentially the chiropractors.
Well, so we're adding.
It was here first. It would add in also the letters that you receive over the Congress for chiropractors. There's a lot of people out here that are being referred to chiropractors, but they're not getting the insurance payment.
I don't have the confidence in a nurse midwife. Why should I have that doctor? I don't encourage people to go to a midwife department.
Senator Bennett, we are on Senate Bill 177.
Yes.
Senator Kelly has raised the issue of who's new under this statute, who would be added, those people added for insurance definitions are chiropractor and nurse midwife. The issue has been raised that we should not be encouraging people to go to a midwife. Senator Kelly.
I just think that by gosh, you should, if you have a choice, you should go to a doctor or go to a midwife. And I suppose that's the choice we're making here by providing what we're saying is that the insurance that the state pays for, is that what we're saying? Or any insurance program?
Mm-hmm. Any insurance.
Well, now we have to pay midwife. Isn't that what we're saying? And I'm opposed to that, I think. If people want to use midwife, fine. I think they should encourage these medical doctors.
What's the feeling of the committee on this bill?
Fine last year without it.
Nurse midwives? Is someone proposing that we delete that particular term, terminology on line 18 so we can calendar this bill with everybody else? Gentlemen, if you would like, just put this at the bottom of the calendar for today and go through the rest of the bills and think about it for a few minutes. we'll do that. Let's leave Senate Bill 177 at the bottom of today's agenda. Senate Bill 265. This would allow municipalities to hold yearly gaming events not more than 3 days in duration. This is for the mainly those people who are holding, Monte Carlo nights to be able to continue. The Attorney General's opinion said that they didn't have grandfather rights, they couldn't continue. This bill would allow them to do something they've been doing for 50 years. Any objections to calendaring? 265. 265 will be calendared. Thank you very much. Pat, you're here, and you can tell us about Senate Bill 79. Is it the will of the committee to hear some testimony on 79, which is the toxic waste in the workplace bill? We're specifically interested in whether the industry has signed off on this bill and what were the feelings were. Would you come forward and give your name to the committee, and let's go back to 79 if we may. Bring us up to date on it, Pat. We didn't hear this testimony. AGC?
They are one of the prime components of the Alaska Employers Committee. In fact, Bill Snyder, who works for AGC, is co-chair of the Alaska Employers Committee and submit testimony in favor of the bill.
How about mining concerns? Various members of the mining industry?
Yes. The Alaska Employers Committee also represents the Alaska Miners Association.
Everybody signed up on it.
Yes.
I congratulate you. Any questions for Pat from the committee?
I move that the calendar of Senate Bill 79.
Thank you, Senator Ferguson. Any objections? Senate Bill 79 will be calendared. Senate Concurrent Resolution 20. This relates to Glen Alps Road upgrading and realignment in the municipality of Anchorage. Glen Alps is there should be a committee substitute for transportation. No, it's 5 minutes. Okay. There were a couple of erroneous terminologies in the bill, and the Transportation Committee amended it. One was to delete the word major on line 9, and the other was to delete upgrade, regravel, and realign, and say public facilities to engineer these things. In other words, take out the material that says we want this to be done, but say we want you to study doing it, is what the intent was. And I don't see the Finance Committee amendments written down here. Oh, yeah, they are on the last page. Very good. Delete existing material and insert public facilities engineer plan for the upgrading, regraveling, and realigning. What the bill originally was doing was asking something to be done before any planning or engineering had been done on the road. And that was the cart before the horse. Senator Ferguson?
I have one question. Right,
yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be a lot easier if we had a Rules Committee substitute incorporating the meeting?
I would be favorable to that, Senator, yes.
Madam Chair, I'll move that we have Senate current resolution number 20 amended to incorporate the Senate finance committee report.
Very good. The Rules Committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution 20. Any objections? Thank you. Senate concurrent resolution 26 requests the State Board of Education to undertake a thorough study of the creation of local advisory boards. Senator Ferguson, can you tell us about this?
Madam Chair, what this does is taking consideration for teachers to be involved in advisory boards for school districts. And I met with Bob Manners with NEA, and he supports the concept. And it's only advisory.
Any objections to calendaring this?
Move the calendar once.
Yeah, I really like it, Senator, because I tried to do something at the University of Alaska like this. I just think something is needed to break up that tight little stronghold. That's what I think it's great for. Senate Concurrent Resolution 27. This is from the Transportation Committee, and what this does is when the group went to the Canadian British Columbia, they discovered that they were using high-flow emulsion asphalt in British Columbia. It was $20,000 Canadian a mile to put down. It lasts from 5 to 6 years because of the temperature and the way it sets up. And what we're doing, the Transportation Committee is requesting our Transportation Department to take 3 test points in the state and try this stuff to see if it's as successful in Alaska as it is in British Columbia.
I move to Calgary.
Great. Thank you very much. Senate Current Resolution 27 will be counted. I think it really can be vital because right now the cost per mile is it's over $100,000, and in Canada it's $20,000, so it's really significant. Senate Resolution 5 asks that the Senate Finance Committee conduct or contract for a comprehensive study of the Certificate of Need program and report back to the legislature no later than January 30th, 84.
Move to calendar.
Any objections to calendaring Senate Resolution 5? Senate Resolution 5 will be calendared. House Bill 195. This is an act permitting the transfer of forfeited aircraft to the Alaska Wing of the Civil Air Patrol.
Move to calendar.
Any objections to calendaring to this? Okay. Very good. Committee substitute for House Bill 195 will be calendared. House Bill 411. This appropriates the sum for the continuation of the legislature from the 121st to the 150th day.
150th day?
Move the calendar.
I'll calendar, but I'm a do not pass on this. Yes, sir.
It seems to me the last time we did this from like the 90th to the 120th, it was more money. This one only breaks up to like $30,000 a day. Is that really enough money?
Yes. It's $47,000 a day. What we've done.
47 times 30.
Mr. Senator Kelly, if you'll let me finish, I'll be able to. The last time, we're spending less money this year than we were last year because of attrition and because the Senate has fewer staff members and nobody got their raises. The temporary staff didn't get their raises. So on a per daily basis, that's less money. When we appropriated the money last time for the extension, for the first extension, we appropriated it on last year's daily rate. When they figured it out, what our daily rate is really a lot less, it extended the number of days. We're still covered, for instance. And so this amount of money is exactly what we need for the remainder of the session. It is on less money per day. But we are spending less money per day this year than last.
Without television cameras.
And the television coverage was a significant part of it. Yeah.
Well, I'm still shocked and aghast that you consider going to 100% days.
I'm sure we won't get our 164 record this year, but it'll work out.
I'm a do not pass on this thing, but I'll calendar it. Any other objections? Okay. Senate House Bill 411 will be counted. I'm glad it's a House Bill.
We can at least go on to the 10th of June.
We're back to 177. What is the will of the committee? We're adding 2 folks to this, chiropractors and nurse midwives. Now, we can hold it for testimony.
That'd be nice, okay.
You would like to hold this board testimony?
Fine.
Any objections? Very good. I will notify Senator Josephson if we need to hear it. Any other?
He doesn't need to get all of his bills passed, does he?
I wouldn't think so.
Just think he's gonna, I don't know what it is.
It's, we are calendaring.
We usually hold his bills too.
We always send his bills off to somewhere else, it seems like. Any other business to come before the Rules Committee? Rules Committee is adjourned. Jens, begin the signatures, please.